We've reached a point in history when smoking marijuana, or consuming it in other ways for that matter, is no longer just the domain of Cheech and Chong movies or Snoop Dogg rap videos. Pot is legal. Legal in Oregon, legal in California, legal in a handful of other states, while it is technically still illegal under federal law. It should come as no surprise in an entrepreneurial society, though, to hear of businesses being created to take advantage of the marijuana market. So it is with a company called Grow Condos, based in Eagle Point. The condos are for pot grows, but there are other parts of the business as well, including a vision for recreational vehicle parks catering to pot users. Wayne Zallin is the CEO of Grow Condos and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's very much a pleasure to have you here. Tell us about how you got started, how long it's existed.
Well, the Grow Condos has existed since about the recession, when it was hard to fill up warehouse space with contractors and conventional people that would generally rent them. And there was a very strong demand at the time for indoor medical marijuana grows, which led us to think that we could get probably above market rent and have a steady tenant. So we had one warehouse in Eagle Point, and it filled up quite rapidly. And then we had the opportunity to buy another shell down the street from where we were, and we built that out and made it warehouse condominiums so the growers could actually own their own space after they put the infrastructure in.
So let me understand, were you in the warehouse business already and then just figured this was a way to get the space rented when nothing else was coming along?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And then we just expanded the footprint and became a public company. And now we have a project going up in Eugene of approximately 50,000 square feet. And we're in the permit process with Eugene right now. And then... I used to be in the tourism business here in Southern Oregon, and do know that this is a very attractive place for people from all over to come to, and thought maybe we should make an RV park 420 friendly. So we went on the quest to purchase an RV park, and we have one in contract that's supposed to be closing on February 15th. Out in Selma, Oregon, and that will be our first venture into the weed tourism business.
So this is a thing. I mean, this sounds similar to ecotourism, where you have a nice place to visit, and people want to come see your tall trees and your fast running rivers and that sort of thing. But it seems like there's money to be made in tourism from people coming to states like Oregon, where marijuana is legal.
Correct, and most of them, aren't really going to come here from like Colorado or Washington. Though Oregon does have quite a few amazing things to offer tourists, I think most of our tourism is going to be coming from illegal states where people want to experiment or remember back when they were in college or whatever and hadn't had anything to do with marijuana in quite a while and want to come to Oregon and enjoy what we have to offer as well as marijuana.
So you said two warehouses now in Eagle Point, is that right?
Well, the one, one of them is, was I owned with a partner, and then I sold out of that one to my partner, and then I bought the other one down the street.
All right, and that's the one that they're referred to, that's where the name Grow Condos comes from?
Correct.
All right. And how much of the space in the Grow Condos complex is in use?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Oh yeah, it didn't take even 4 weeks to fill up the space with ads on Craigslist.
And did you set the rent fairly high?
No, it was very a market rent at the time. That particular facility, the growers have lease options on their spaces, which for 3 years they pay me rent, and then they pay an option payment, and at the end of 36 months they. We'll go ahead and buy the units off of us.
Huh, okay. We're talking to Wayne Zallin, who's the CEO of a company called Grow Condos, taking advantage of the fact that marijuana is legal in Oregon. It includes a subsidiary called Smoke on the Water, which is what gets us to the RV park he talked about that is 420 friendly. Join us on the exchange. You might have lots of questions or comments or observations about what's going on with marijuana legalization and the ancillary industries that it creates, perhaps like this one. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So I noticed you are publicly traded. You got a stock initial set and everything. Where does your stock trade, Wayne?
Over the counter. Mm-hmm. We're a fully reporting company, and we trade over the counter. Our symbol is GRWC, but we're just a small company right now, and I think with the expansion of legal marijuana across the country, we'll be adding to our footprint, and certainly looking in California for both the grow condo side and the RV park side, but maybe even on the East Coast like Maine. I'm not as familiar with the East Coast as I am with the West Coast, but I do believe Maine would have tourism and some other reasons that people would want to go there on the East Coast instead of traveling all the way across country to see what's going on out here.
What have been some of the pitfalls in trying to get a business like this started and get up off the ground? I mean, I was looking at your stock price yesterday. It's closed at $1.18. It's been higher. It's been lower. I mean, this is still sort of a leading edge kind of thing in this industry, I would think.
Correct. And, the stock price does fluctuate just like any stock. Obviously, we're hoping to make that price go higher with more value to the shareholders. But that being said, I think that what we're going to see is, or what we are seeing, is a rapid, especially in Oregon, where I do believe, in my opinion, that most of the rules and laws that the state has come up with for medical and recreational marijuana have been positive and without many barriers, as opposed to other states where the barrier to entry is quite high. And so I think with our cooperative state and legislature, it makes Oregon an easy place to do business for us. I can't say that about some other states, and that's why we're going to pick and choose where we go, because experiencing hurdles in building these buildings and tying up all this capital and all that is quite expensive when you can't get through your permit process in a timely manner and can't get your inspections and you're just fighting it the whole way. And so that's what I think makes Oregon for sure unique. In certain pockets of Oregon, some pockets obviously like Lakeview, this wouldn't go over too well in. But Eugene, the Valley here, Portland probably, and then I think other states that are following the Oregon model, I think they'll be easy and beneficial to do business in.
You talked about getting a 50,000 square foot warehouse for growing marijuana set up in Eugene. How far along is that process?
Submitted. We've done all the engineering work and all the plans. We bought a raw piece of land up there, approximately 3 acres in an industrial park, and we've got all of our everything we need to submit for permits. And I believe we submitted for a site review and got approved on that. Now our engineers are submitting for the permits so that we can get building up there.
You appear to have some fun with the idea of what's coming in your business, though. I mean, I notice the subsidiary for RV parks is called Smoke on the Water.
Correct. and we hope to make our parks mostly water orientated, whether it be on a river or on a lake or something that has a little bit more to offer. And so we have this one in Selma under contract, and we do look for properties that are water orientated, like rivers or lakes. And I think that gives people a more relaxing atmosphere, and Smoke on the Water came up, and we thought, heck, that's a great name, let's use it. So here we are.
Is it, and it would such an application be okay under both state marijuana law and under Josephine County's land use ordinances?
It would be. Mm-hmm. We did check with Josephine County and the planning department, and they were fine with what we want to do. We're not going to grow. So grow condos nor smoke on the water has anything to do with the plant itself.
Mm-hmm. You just provide spaces for people to either grow in one case or use in the other?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not, there's nothing against federal law that we're involved in as a company. We may rent to a dispensary out on some of our RV park properties. We can't do it on our grow condo side because those are all usually in industrial parks and they don't allow for recreational businesses. So, we did check with Josephine County and they didn't have a problem with it.
So how far along is the plan for the RV park there?
Hopefully on February 15th, we'll close the escrow. We're buying an existing park, mm-hmm. and converting it and going to turn it more towards a glamping park, you know, a little more upscale than what it might be right now.
Glamour camping, glamping, yeah.
Yep. So hopefully we'll get the escrow closed. We've done our due diligence. We're in the process of doing our due diligence and the well checks and the septic systems and getting our contractors out there to evaluate what it's going to cost to make our vision come true, and then hopefully we'll get it closed. And we've got the money, and we're just waiting for all the pieces to come together right now.
Wayne Zallin is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the CEO of the company called Grow Condos, which creates warehouses where people can rent and ultimately own space for growing marijuana, and a subsidiary called Smoke on the Water, which envisions RV parks that are marijuana friendly. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, what's going to happen to your business model if the federal government starts enforcing anti-marijuana laws?
That is a good question. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. You must have looked down the road at this, Wayne, and the possibilities.
Yeah, we have, and that is a good question. Thank you very much. A couple of things. First of all, I think our business model will maintain. So my opinion is that they're not going to be able to close the barn door now that the cows are out. I do understand that there is a change in administration, and to be delicate about it, I wasn't, you know, the most excited person in the world. But I just don't see us going backwards right now. The statistics are that 1 in 5 Americans now live in a legal marijuana state.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when California became legal in November, it that's what made that number so dramatic. And I do believe, or I'm hoping anyway, that our current administration is all about the tax dollars and getting that money as opposed to shutting down the industry. Oregon, for example, I do believe collected $60 million in taxes on marijuana last year, when mm-hmm. I don't think the state even projected that they were going to collect $30 million. So that it definitely is a factor in states. I'm not saying Oregon's broke, but in states that need money. And I just think the federal government's going to look beyond the illegality of it and just want the tax money. And I do believe the industry wouldn't have a problem with paying taxes to the state and federal governments to keep the industry going.
You write on the website about this being similar to the days of the California gold rush. Are things exploding in the way you thought they would have, or are things a little more cautious because of the federal potential for clampdown?
Good question. I think before the elections, things were exploding at a very rapid rate. And you know, we do hear people in the industry that are somewhat cautious about what may happen. But you definitely have to plan for contingencies, that's for sure. And that makes at least the warehouse business model pretty solid, because if we can't rent to pot growers, they're all built so they could be rented to contractors or roofing companies or gutter companies, just like the olden days when that's what people rented these industrial warehouses for anyway.
So beyond warehouses and RV parks, is there any other component that you're thinking of that's on the drawing board at this point?
I think other than just consulting services to the people that might be buying into our warehouses, I think that'll be another division that we're going to work with, because what we're finding is a lot of people want to, quote, get in the business and, unquote, not know anything about getting into the business and what's required to do that. So I think it would be, having gone through this ourselves and knowing what it takes to get these things up and running for our clients, I think that that will be another option that we can offer people that will help them.
Warehouses for pot growing as grow condos and RV parks for pot users, under the name of the subsidiary Smoke on the Water, on the drawing board for grow condos, where Wayne Zallin is the CEO. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeff, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.